This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line. Raining outside, but we needed the rain. Good to have you here today. We're going to be talking about Middle Tennessee State University. You talk about a lot happening. There is always a lot happening at MTSU. And the guy who has the pulse of what's happening, the president of the university with us today, Dr. Sidney McPhee. Good to have you here today.
Good morning, Bart. It's always good to be with you and with our listeners on WGNS.
Well, I tell you, this was an exciting weekend. A lot of alumni came home. Mm-hmm. You heard from them. You heard particularly from one person who made a gift of 80 million. Well, he made a big gift
of 10 million. Towards our goal of 80 million.
Wow.
That's correct.
One person did.
Yes, historic. It's a historic gift for our university from an alum who's really excited about the direction of the university. And certainly he has been blessed and has been very successful. This is not the first time he has given the university. He was very much a part of the effort about 10 years ago when we were raising money for the Honors College. And he has kept in touch with the university. He has been a very good friend of me and the university over the years. And he's been obviously now he's made history in terms of being providing the largest gift by an alumnus to our university in the history of the institution.
We're talking about Andrew Woody Miller.
Andrew Woodfin Miller, that's correct.
I tell you, what a great person he is, and he has stepped forward once again. This is a special year for MTSU, the 100th anniversary, the centennial year, and despite cuts from the state, MTSU keeps moving forward now more than ever, the largest undergraduate school in Tennessee.
Yes, and it's really because of the people. I've said this, I'm a broken record, and I like being a broken record here because we have some very dedicated and outstanding alums, friends, and supporters of our university that over the years have been there for us during the good times and during the tough times. And we, as you know, as a country, we're still struggling with the recession of the 2008, and so we were very careful as we thought through and developed the plan for this centennial campaign. The last couple of years we've been in what we call a quiet phase, in which we were having conversations with a number of our alums and friends about the level of support that might be possible for us to take advantage of this very historic 100 years as we plan for the new second century. And after about a year of conversations, we actually set a goal of $61 million. And many people at that time, about a year ago, year and a half ago, Bart, thought that we were kind of whistling in the rose garden, so to speak.
They said,
the economy, where are you going to raise that kind of money in this community? But we persisted. We worked with our supporters and our friends. And as I announced on Friday at our philanthropy luncheon, we actually have already raised and have very firm legal binding commitment of $54 million.
Wow.
And as a result of that, we actually increased our goal from $61 to $80 million. And we hope to conclude our fundraising campaign in 3 years. And it is my hope that we will have a record-breaking announcement in 3 years with respect to our overall goal.
You know, something like this not only shows that the community and the alumni are behind you, but it shows they believe in MTSU. And I think that's the strongest
statement. It really does. And it does really give me goosebumps to really think about that statement that you just said, Bart, because it's, you know, someone asked me as a president, do you ever get tired of begging for money? And my response was, I don't beg for money. What I try to do is articulate a vision and direction for the institution and then work with individuals who have a passion for making a difference in the lives of our students and match that passion with the needs and the vision and direction of the institution. So people have to feel good about what they're doing. And I think Dr. Liz Ray said it best in the video on Friday. She said, you know, when you give to our university, you'll feel good about it. And that's what it's all about. It's connecting an individual's interest and their desire to make a difference in the lives of young people. And what is so important about our university? You have some great universities across the country and even within our state, the Vanderbilts of the world, but they serve a different population. They serve a population that's totally different from MTSU. 70% of our students are first-generation college students. Mm-hmm. Without this university, without the support of our alums and our friends, chances are they would not have the opportunity that they will be exposed to by coming to this university. And Woody Miller said it best. He said the best investment was coming to MTSU, and the reason he's giving back is because of what MTSU has meant to him and his success in his life, and it's because of others prior to his coming on the scene and making money and being successful that allowed him to come to MTSU with low tuition that would allow him now to be successful and give back to the university.
Those are truly gifts from the heart.
That's right.
Now, everyone obviously does not have $10 million mm-hmm. that they can donate to the university, but it's now up to each individual in their own way. Could be small, could be medium,
and
help out.
You're absolutely right. And I mentioned on my announcement on Friday also that Woody is not the only one. Certainly out of the $54 million, his is 10 of that 54. So we have $44 million that were given by our friends, by our supporters, by our alums at the level in which they were capable of doing. So there are a lot of people that are out there that have stepped up to the plate and have said, we believe in this university. We believe in the direction of this university. We want to help these students. We want to make sure this university continue on its course of excellence. Excellence in attracting the best and brightest students, excellent with facilities, excellent in athletics, and hopefully in the next couple of months, we're working a number of major, major gifts that we'll be making announcement throughout the next several months of individuals who will be stepping up and saying, we believe in this institution, and we're going to give back. We're going to give back now, or we're going to give back with our estate in estate planning. There are a whole series of very exciting things happening that you'll be hearing about.
Now, many of you listening are MTSU alumni, and many of you were not, but you've lived here in Murfreesboro, and you know deep down what a great asset this university is to our community, how it's changed your life. And between now and December the 31st of 2015 is the public phase.
That's correct.
And I guess people can work into that their donation in any way they can.
In any way they can. It can be spread out. We are open to having conversations with individuals. We will work around their needs, their desires, and their abilities.
Let's go over some of the needs that the university has, what some of this money will be going toward.
Yes, we have actually identified four priorities for this centennial capital campaign. The first is great universities attract outstanding students. And so scholarships, as you know, with the decreasing support from the state, federal grants and loans are going down. As a result, tuition has been going up, unfortunately. To help deal with the burden of families who are struggling in sending their kids to MTSU, one of our top priorities is to provide scholarships and grants and support, financial support, to attract the best and the brightest to our university. So that's a priority. The second, we want to attract world-class faculty and have outstanding facilities that these faculty can come and teach and our students can come and be a part of. And so the ability for us to provide the salaries and the support to attract our top faculty and also outstanding facilities. You know about our science building that the governor has proposed in his budget. And by the way, we do have a groundbreaking date that came from the governor's office a couple of weeks ago, May 3rd at 2 o'clock. We'll be having groundbreaking ceremonies for our new science building. Part of that project involves raising private funds to supplement what the state is going to give us. So students, faculty, facilities, and of course, to be a top university, you have to keep up with technology to help support and provide assistance in the teaching, in the learning environment. So we want to be able to expose our students to the best technology to assist them as they study and learn on our campus. And then the fourth priority is athletics. We want to continue to improve as a major collegiate, intercollegiate athletic program. I know Chris Massaro and the coaches really do appreciate the support we have already gotten through our members, the BRA, and those fans that come out and support the Blue Raiders. We have some very ambitious goals in improving our faculty, our facilities in athletics, but also to provide scholarships, endowed scholarships, for student athletes who come to this university. So those are four top priorities that we have identified as part of this capital campaign.
And with so many people visiting the university with the various events that are happening there, whether it's the state tournaments for TSSAA events or open houses,
or the activities of the Miller Arena that draw folks from all over the country and all over the world to this, the community benefits in huge ways with respect to the direct and indirect impact. Our latest data shows that annually the university, because of its activities economically, the impact is about $1 billion a year for this region.
And people are visiting the university, seeing what a great place it is, and that has to help them decide that's where I want to go to school or that's where I want my child to go.
You are absolutely right. When they come because of the TSSAA events here or because of we have just a couple of weeks ago, the Girl Scout celebrated their huge anniversary on our campus. We had thousands of young women on our campus and their families. They get to see the beauty of the campus. They get to see how this community, Rutherford County, the city of Murfreesboro, what a beautiful, quiet, safe place to live. And then they said, gee, this is a wonderful place. Just yesterday, Bart, for the past several years, I've hosted at the president's residence the best and the brightest. We invite them to have a reception and get to meet me and my wife and the faculty and staff and administrators. And so from 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon to about 5 o'clock, all around the state and surrounding areas, we had some of the best and the brightest students that I hosted at a reception from during that period of time, from 2 to 5. They came from all over, their parents, about 120, 150 individuals. And what I heard as I talked to them, they were just shocked, those who had never been on our campus, how beautiful the campus is, how beautiful the community is. And as you know, yes, there was a beautiful day, That's what we are all about, is exposing this university and this community to the best and brightest. Because when they come and they study at MTSU and they live in this community, 9 out of 10 chances they want to stay here. They have families, they grow up, they get jobs in the region. And so we do not export the talents. We keep those best and brightest individuals right here, and they become a part of the workforce for this area.
And I have to brag about something, too. I have visited many college campuses across Tennessee and in other areas. MTSU has one of the most beautiful campuses.
Yes.
It is really thought out. It's not all crammed in there, making every inch count, which takes away from the aesthetic beauties. You go to some other campuses, and it looks like, where can we put the next building?
Yeah.
I mean, they just squeeze everything in there together with no thought. Nothing goes
together.
I
know people might be saying, well, he's the president. He's supposed to be the rah-rah for the campus and all of that. And they're right, but what you have said, I hear that all the time from visitors, from folks who have, like you, traveled all around. And I give credit to our staff, Patty Miller, who's in charge of our planning and facilities, John Cothran, and all of the staff, that they do a wonderful job, very thoughtful in designing a campus that would be pleasing and aesthetically beautiful to the eyes and to individuals. And wait until another year or so when we complete our student union, the student services building, the science building, the parking garage. We want to have a university that is beautiful, but also offer strong academic programs and attract the best and the brightest.
Also, I want to compliment you on having every member of your staff being a diplomat for the university.
Thank you.
Doesn't matter what job they do, they know what's happening at the university, and if you're a visitor, they tell you about it in a proud way. We were over at a meeting a while back and parked over at your new parking facility on Rutherford Boulevard. One of the Blue Raider Express buses picked us up and took us to the meeting. And while we were waiting for others to get on the bus, the driver was telling us about the concrete in the parking lot and how it was created by the concrete
industry students. Yeah.
And how it was porous and went into a drainage system, and this was the way to reduce flooding. And I thought, man, this is phenomenal.
Yep.
And after it was over, it hit me. Here is a person who sees people every day. And it's probably your very first contact with the university.
With campus. Mm-hmm.
And he is doing a phenomenal job of sharing that MTSU story.
That's the dedication of the people that we have at our university. And it's I'm just so happy to hear that from you and realize that the efforts we talk about, this being a warm, a welcoming campus, that's being reflected not just by the president or not just by certain members of the faculty, but the entire campus. Incredibly dedicated people that have been part of building this university the past 100 years, and that's why our future is so bright.
The centennial year for Middle Tennessee State University, a huge celebration continues, even bigger now with that special gift that was made this past Friday from Andrew Woody Miller, of $10 million. The goal is going to be $80 million, the fundraising campaign and honoring the centennial year. What a phenomenal year. What a phenomenal university. We will continue in the next segment. We open up the phone lines. 893-1450. Maybe you are a student of MTSU. Maybe you're an alumni. Maybe your children have attended there. And you have that Blue Raider pride that you just want to share. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
He used to promise soon things would change. It's been years and it's still the same, and that hurts. He ought to know that by now.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS, Murfreesboro. Hey, call a friend right now. Spread that news.
Did you hear that on the radio?
I heard it.
Swap your ride today at Ford of Murfreesboro. Get a 2012 Ford Flex and get up to $3,650 cash back through April 30th. Price excludes tax, title, and registration and $499 dealer fee. Or you can finance a Ford Flex for 0% APR for 60 months. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad at the intersection of Northfield Boulevard. Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We are offering free exterior cleaning and time checks on all fine timepieces by our two watch technicians. Come in this month for your free cleaning and time check.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. We don't have eight great locations. There's just one Bell Jewelers. And just because we're not one of the big chains doesn't mean you can't get good values at Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your golf headquarters.
Get new and quality used golf clubs from Nike, TaylorMade, Callaway, pre-owned, and more. Save money on drivers, hybrids, wedges, and iron sets and accessories at Play It Again Sports on Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We have a couple of accidents in Murfreesboro. We have an injury accident on the 2000 block of East Main near the Circle K. Also, we have a fender bender East Northfield Boulevard at North Tennessee Boulevard, and that's in the clearing stages. Also, we have a good deal of congestion still, I-24 at 231, I-24 at 96. Also, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, still very busy. Save now, save big, 50% off auto glass. Trust America's auto glass specialist, Glassmasters, for fast, friendly, and professional service at their location or yours. Call 248-5570. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for today, mainly cloudy skies and 77 degrees for your high temperature. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 64.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Murfreesboro owned. Murfreesboro proud. Talk radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
It just won't go away.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. If you have a question for Dr. Sidney McPhee, the president of Middle Tennessee State University, give us a call at 893-1450, 893-1450. Maybe you have an observation about MTSU. Call us, 893-1450. Perhaps you've been enjoying a lot of the athletic events. Boy, they are really getting better each year. 893-1450, and we're getting that support that is really deserved. I mean, some phenomenal games and some phenomenal teams.
Indeed. Really across the board, too. Our tennis team, both men and women, are doing exceptionally well this year. Men's golf and women's golf. Track and field. Dean Hayes, Coach Hayes, continues to just win championships. The list goes on. Look what's going on in baseball. Coach Pete has those athletes playing. And, of course, we had a memorable fall and spring basketball, both men and women. So things are exciting.
And we have the top-notch facility to have all of those sporting events in now. We didn't used to have that.
We do, and part of this capital campaign is even to build on that and to improve our facilities so that we can continue to attract some of the best student-athletes that are out there in the country that will come and be a part of this university. Just think about the exposure that this community got during the incredible run by the men's basketball team recently in the NIT. All over the country, people were talking about Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County and the excitement there. And so, you know, as you said, it's a ripple effect. The success of the university really results in the success of this community.
Well, now, we have heard through press releases and things of that sort that the campaign that we have been focusing on this program, with it being the centennial campaign, it's the largest in the history of the university. But at the same time, The university has achieved so much more, not only than it itself had done in the past, but it is flying past competing universities, not only in Tennessee, but all over, in academic quality, in courses, in answering needs that are being brought up by society. I mean, that must make you feel great.
It does. And just 3 weeks ago, for an example, you know, the impact on this community is quite evident. We've been talking about that. But the university's reputation in the last 100 years has gone beyond not just the state, but the nation, but internationally. 3 weeks ago, I was in Bangkok, Thailand, in which we launched our first international alumni association. In the 60s and the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and even recently, our university was the destination place for Thai students. The Thai government identified MTSU as the place that they wanted their citizens that they were supporting through scholarship to be educated in the United States. And we had hundreds of Thai students coming from Thailand to study at this university. We have over 500 living alums in the Bangkok area.
Wow.
And 3 weeks ago, on a Sunday evening, in this heart of the city of Bangkok, we launched our first international Thai association, MTSU Thai Alumni Association. Over 200 of our alums showed up to that event, including the former deputy prime minister of the country, many of the senior officials in that country, including the head of the National Broadcasting Association, he's a commissioner, the top deputy of Secretary General. The list goes on of exciting alums who were in this community 30, 40 years ago, got a degree, loved this university. You should see the enthusiasm and the excitement that event generated. Across another part of the world.
That's just one of many stories, too.
Yes.
That's what's so exciting. I mean, this Thailand, and we have one of the larger, I guess, international
programs
in
the country. Yeah. We draw students from all over the world. We have students from Africa, Asia, Europe. This university has its tentacles has been touched all around the world, and it really benefits locally, statewide, and nationally.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Sidney McPhee. How are you today?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I want to talk about athletics.
Okay.
Me personally, I'm just being alum. I'm kind of, you know, irritated of the excuses of growth and why we can't tap into the most untapped resource, which is the students, to get them involved in the games. You know, if the alums don't want to buy tickets, well, then get the students to buy concessions. There's just so many excuses why we can't fill out football games, and the women's basketball is drawing more than the men, and then baseball usually only draws 100 or 200 people. I just think it's about investing time into people. You know, we can build these great buildings and everything, but the most untapped resource is athletics, and we're getting, you know, behind the curve with the Sun Belt, you know, behind the times here. What are we doing vision and growth-wise going forward for athletics?
Good question.
Very good question, and I appreciate you calling, and I could hear the passion in your voice about our university and athletic program. Let me give you some facts and some history. I'm in my 11th year as president. My first year here for our women's basketball and our men's basketball, if we had, particularly women's basketball, 300 at a game, we thought we were doing well. We're averaging over 4,000 or 5,000 for women's basketball, and clearly for men's, with the success this past year, the evidence is really there. Let's talk about football. 10 years ago, if we had 500 students to our football game, we thought we were doing exceptionally well. We have, because of NCAA rules, and I'm on the NCAA board of directors, and these numbers are audited, and we can show it to any individual that wants it. I want to see that. We, to this day, in the last couple of years, we average now 5,000 to 7,000 students attending our football team. We see a drop off in November, late in November, but we've had on an average in September and October, August, September, October, an average 8,000 to 9,000, particularly on Thursday night games. Now, that is not an excuse, and we're not. What I'm saying is that you're seeing the progress that we're making as we bring in better teams. When we had Virginia and Minnesota and Mississippi State here, we, our student sections were sold out. And so we want to do better, and we'll continue to do better. And if you think, I want to make sure I correct you on this, no one is making excuses at this university. We are always pushing the envelope to do better, and we'll continue to do that. I would love to see every single game sold out for our football and our basketball game. But if you look over 10-year, 12-year period, you see some significant progress, and I promise you we'll continue to make those progress.
I mean, I would love to share some thoughts and ideas of solutions going forward. No one cares about 10 years ago. Nobody does.
Well, the point I'm making, sir,
about right now and going forward.
But the point I'm making, sir, is not 10 years ago. I'm giving you some history of what happened 10 years ago and where we are today. And I am certainly not saying that we are satisfied. No one should be, even with the progress that we have made. And let me take you up on your offer. If you have some ideas about how we can improve, we are welcome to receive that. You can call my office. You can call Chris Massaro. I'm sure athletic director would love to hear from you. We want to hear from our supporters and our alums, and we take your criticism in a very constructive way. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, too. Let me ask you this, because there was conversation about this, and some other universities have had success in keeping students on campus, as opposed to going home. We used to have an image, I guess.
As a suitcase college.
You got it.
Yes.
and places like Knoxville had the, I think they call it the Strip or whatever. Mm-hmm. Other colleges have shopping centers that they own and lease out with stores that cater to students. There was conversation about that at one point, even including a bank and a theater and different things. Mm-hmm. Is that still conversation, or?
Yes, and we've had a number of conversation with our colleagues at the city about how do we create the kind of environment. You see some of that, hopefully, with the Middle Tennessee, the improvement of Middle Tennessee Boulevard. We've had some conversations about Greenland being an area that we might want to look at creating that kind of strip environment. I went to a college during my days where Oklahoma State University. It's a rural area. It's a college town. Most of the students who go to Oklahoma State or to UT or to Georgia, University of Georgia, the state land-grant institution, that's the only thing that's going on. And most of the students there are full-time students. The majority of our students are commuter students. Now, we are, through building our student union and other facilities and other programs, we're working very hard to provide opportunities that would encourage students to stay around during the weekend. And we've seen some progress, not where we would like to be, but we're seeing some progress in that area.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Sidney McPhee.
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Okay. I didn't ask you, Mr. Walker, but I want to ask the president of the university. Have you heard about a car, when it goes up in the air, the plane, it's like a plane. The propellers comes out and just flies in the air. Have you heard of that?
No, sir, but I'd be interested in hearing more about the moral of that story.
I did see that picture, by the way, this weekend in a magazine.
Oh,
where is that coming from, or do you, either one of y'all know?
It's on display at the New York Auto Show that ended this past weekend.
Really? Oh.
Does it, what country does it come out of?
I don't know that. It's available. I don't know. I'm not even sure if it's available for purchased by individuals. I would hope that you would have to have a pilot's license for that. I'd hate to have
a flying
plane.
Car.
But it has wings and it flies. It's an airplane.
Oh.
And it's road ready.
Well, y'all have a good day now. Take care.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Takes us back
to those. I need to check with our aerospace department and see if they've heard about it and what's the engineering behind that.
Yeah. You're coming up to present, though. Dr. Ricketts over there has made records, broken records.
Unbelievable progress and major achievement in the area of fuel efficiency, and his drive across the country has gotten national attention.
Outstanding. But that wasn't the first. I mean, can go back 20, 30 years, and he was doing that same thing.
That's you're absolutely right.
893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. Dr. Sidney McPhee is with us this morning. An exciting year, the centennial year at Middle Tennessee State University, and this past weekend, an even more exciting weekend, an $80 million fundraising campaign honoring the centennial year was kicked off officially, and they are at
raised $54 million.
That's wow. Mm-hmm. That is the way. When MTSU does it, they do it in a big way.
Yeah, we have got some great supporters of our university, alums and friends and people that have really stepped up to the plate and provided their support.
We will continue the conversation in just a minute.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
We have showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for today, mainly cloudy skies and 77 degrees for your high temperature. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 64.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Broadcasting from the tallest tower in the city with that little red light on top. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. If you have any questions or comments about Middle Tennessee State University, give us a call, 893-1450. We're focusing on the centennial year at MTSU. Dr. Sidney McPhee is our guest this morning. He is the president of the university and has been guiding that facility forward for the past 11 years. $80 million goal. That was what was announced this past weekend, $54 million toward achieving that. And this is going to be continuing for the next few years. Is that right?
Yes, through December 2015.
So if you individually or a business or whatever direction you'd like to take this, they are there to work with you. A lot of pride in being a Blue Raider alumni. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you.
Hey, great. Hey, Dr. McPhee. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Hey, my question, you know, we've seen a lot of studies, you know, especially down the road at Memphis, you know, North Texas, you know, Memphis, changed their names, you know, from, you know, Memphis State University to University of Memphis, North Texas State University to University of North Texas, and it showed, you know, a measured spike in giving from, you know, the corporate and alumni level. You know, what is your stance on changing the name university to a more marketable University of Middle Tennessee and how that would help revenue streams come in to actually help us hit this $80 million and maybe surpass it?
Well, certainly it's an issue that's been out there, and I have, I think the last magazine, MTSU Magazine, had a statement from me on that. We are certainly have that under consideration. As I mentioned, there were just a number of other what I call front burner issues regarding the university that we felt we needed to put our energies and time in. But it is actively under consideration. There are universities that have not changed their name, on the other hand, that have done well, as you can see, even with our current situation in a very, very difficult economy. The university has been already successful as we pursue our goal. We actually raised our goal from $60 million to $80 million. And so it's actively under discussion.
Do you have any other comment? I guess not. Alrighty. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have a question or a comment, 893-1450. We're talking about Middle Tennessee State University. We have about 6 minutes left in the program, and we're talking about the 100th anniversary. And Dr. McPhee mentioned that just recently he came back from Bangkok, Thailand, where they had a huge alumni group being formed, and 200 alumni.
200 showed up, and we have 500 plus living in the area.
That has to beat a lot of places close to home here.
That is correct. In fact, I told our alumni office folks that outside of athletics, I think it was one of the largest gathering of an alumni association meeting that I have attended in the last 11 years as president, and the enthusiasm and excitement that they brought to that event was quite impressive, and I think we'll see some measurable payoff. Of course, the goal is to increase our Thai student enrollment at the university, but also to get those individuals to think about giving back to our university.
You know, I look back on the years when I was a student at MTSU, and I graduated in 68, so that's a good
that's
many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
As I look at those years, I could see how we had so many students from places like Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Nashville was a great area for feeding in students. And they would go home and spread the word about MTSU. And we saw the growth mm-hmm. that's there right now. But imagine, and I don't think any of us ever thought this could be, not only would it be people in Chattanooga, in Atlanta, Birmingham, spreading the word about MTSU, you now have places distant like Bangkok,
Japan, China, all over the world. Just 3 years ago, I was in Japan, and we had not a launching of an alumni association, but we had a reception for alums in the Japan area. So they came from Osaka, Hiroshima, all Fukushima, those areas. We had about 80 individuals that met with me and staff in the Tokyo area. And so the university reach, as I said, is beyond just the state. Now it's nationally and internationally.
And with Nissan so much a part of our county, you many years ago started the Japanese organization there.
That's right, and it's still going on. On any given Saturday, our campus is just filled with Japanese students and their parents. There's a Japanese class that's offered for families, Japanese students, and their families who are part of the Nissan expansion, and that's been going for a number of years.
There also is a very strong link with China.
That's correct. And that has resulted in a research institute, one of the finest institute in looking at using traditional Chinese medicine, those plants, medicinal plants, to develop drugs that will treat cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's. That kind of research is going on now on our campus. And of course, you know about the Confucius Institute and the cultural programs that it's offering to students and members of the community.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Sidney McPhee. How are you today?
Good morning, boy.
Good morning.
I don't know what your conversation is about, but I've got a problem with the universities and colleges in America.
But you don't know what the conversation is about? Okay.
Excuse me?
No, never mind. I was just...
This is the thing. Seems like to me, all they've done is turned into sports centers, and it's all about sports. This goes out to your guest. About a month or less ago on TV, they called Nightline. They did a thing about coaches making $450,000 or more. Coaches making as much, well, more than president in this country. They're doing all this stuff about sports. But what they found out, 40% or less of these sports players that's making these colleges all this money are graduating. Do you know anything about that, sir?
Let's find out.
Yes, I do, and I certainly can speak to that. I'm a member of the NCAA Board of Directors, and we work very hard, not only on the national, but also at MTSU, in making sure our graduation of student-athletes numbers are what we all wanted to be. And let me just tell you that the percentage of graduates from our athletic program, our athletes, compared with students who are non-athletes, it's almost 30 to 40% higher. The average graduation rate for student-athletes in the 70 and the 80% nationwide for students who are not athletes, participating in athletics, range around anywhere from 36 or some institution to 52%. Now, those numbers, I don't give those as the goal. We certainly are working both for our student population in general to improve those and for student athletes. But universities across the board, and MTSU is a lead in this area, do a pretty good job of graduating its athletes. What you hear about is sometime the extreme case in some of the very popular and revenue sports like football and basketball. Some of the institutions nationally are not doing a good job in that area. And one example of that was Connecticut, that won the championship, the NCAA basketball, men's basketball championship a year ago, had a very low graduation rate. But keep in mind, there are athletes across the board. At MTSU, we have over 400 student athletes. Most of those student athletes are doing exceptionally well in the classroom, and they're graduating.
And that's not just by chance.
That's not by chance. That's
very
correct.
Good. And, of course, the athletic programs, they're your front porch. That's what people see.
That's what people see, and it brings people to the table. And a number of our donors that are now giving to other parts of the university were brought in because of the excitement associated with athletics.
We are totally out of time. Thank you, all of you. Everybody who called in, thank you for your calls. Dr. Sidney McPhee, our guest this morning, the president of the university. And in our final 30 seconds, anything you'd like to share with us this morning dealing with the university and its centennial year?
I just want to say how much we appreciate the support from members of this community, alums, and our supporters. Stay tuned for additional announcement coming from the university. And I hope that you'll continue to take advantage of all of the activities associated with Centennial Year as we wrap up, and other activities of the university. We welcome you to our campus.
Dr. Sidney McPhee, our guest right here.